بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am your humble host, Ata. With me in the studio, we have Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The martyred leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, used to repeat a sentence of conquering the peak, what we say in Farsi language as Fath Qulle, or Qulle ha ra fath konid. Some people might say that, what does it mean by these peaks? Of course, peak of mountain, we know what does it mean, okay? Mm-hmm. But what are these mountains that must be conquered by the Muslim people, the Iranian Muslim people? And in continuation, he would, I'm quoting his directly, said that something that has not been done from the time of Messenger of God until today. So this makes it a little bit bigger too. Mm-hmm. I mean, this duty on our shoulder is now heavier. So what is it? What kind of work is that that has not been done from the time of Messenger of Allah today? Can you explain for it, Sayyid?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So from my understanding, what is being alluded to is Fateh Makkah.
Right? Uh-huh.
And at that time, when the Muslims came and they took over Makkah and basically gained power over Mecca, and then afterwards the whole Arabian Peninsula, and then Islam spread rapidly throughout the world at that time. That was, you know, when the peak was conquered, right? And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, He talks about that as well in the Quran. For example, Surah Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ.
That's
when
right.
The help of Allah and this fatḥ, this conquering comes, and you see the people entering en masse and into the religion of Allah, okay, that this is what happened, right? So after this, the Muslim struggled for many years, the Muslim gave sacrifices for many years, and they were finally, you know, entered into Mecca without bloodshed pretty much, and they took over, that the help of Allah and that victory came, that Islam, it spread rapidly throughout the region.
Yes.
My understanding would be this, that this is what the Shaheed Rahbar, he's pointing towards, that if we persevere, if we give some sacrifice, right, as Jamhuriyat Islami is doing, as the believers here are doing, they're coming out on the streets, they are, you know, even giving sacrifices of their lives and being attacked and all of these things, at least when the war was actually going on. And also the difficulties to do with the economic difficulties and the economic warfare that's being waged upon Iran, right? So that's very difficult,
yes,
for people,
right,
as well, that the inflation that is there, and a big part of it is to do with this economic warfare, the sanctions and the blockades and these kind of things.
So I know that it's been more than 47 years that the world is a kind of, economically speaking, is a kind of fight with Islamic Republic,
yes,
of Iran.
Yes.
And Islamic Republic of Iran could bear all these,
right,
we can say, hardships. But now it's been about 2-3 months that we blocked the Strait of Hormuz.
Right.
Somehow we sanctioned it, and the world cannot tolerate it. So, see, this is the difficulty that the Iranians all were during these years.
So, regarding your comment, I would say that it's not the world that has imposed it, right? It's the United States and their allies. But there's some blame to be put on the world as well, that they've allowed it to happen, that they haven't spoken up against this injustice happening to the Iranian people, which is this economic warfare. And that's completely true as well, that the resilience that you see within the people here and the willingness to keep fighting and keep going, you don't see that in many places across the world, that a little bit of economic difficulties in that part of the world, in the United States, in Canada, in Western Europe, that it brings them to their knees, that they can't tolerate that.
For example, gas prices now, because of the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, fertilizers, petroleum, all the things that are related to the petrochemicals, the energy prices, in the United States of America. Now, in the press conferences of Donald Trump, every time he's asked by several journalists about the price of the gas and the these fertilizers, why this, why that. So, see, this is the difficulty that Iran could do during all these years, put on the shoulders of so many countries. Alhamdulillah, that was the blessing that was given to us.
So, coming back to your original question, conquering the peak.
That's right.
So I think the leaders saw that, this is the time when, the time is coming, something similar to Fateh Makkah at that time, right? That if we keep persevering, if the Iranians, if the Muslims here, they keep being patient and doing the responsibility, despite the difficulties that are there, that it is soon the time is coming when, because of their sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that to spread light across the world, the light of Islam and the light of Iman. And now we see that since the European enlightenment at that time, the world has gone into a spiral of darkness, going away from Iman, going away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into skepticism, into nihilism, into all of these different ways of thinking that are away from true humanity and away from the light.
All right.
That now is the time coming because of this sacrifice that light will be spread, inshallah, across the globe, and Islam will be spread across the globe, similar to Fateh Makkah. And I think this is what the Rahbar saw. This is what he was seeing in the future.
Inshallah.
The light of
Islam. So resistance is the key.
It is the key.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
We are sometimes the people got tired, worldly speaking, they got tired. For example, compromise or passivity is over there in order to go through and then have an easy life. But I think the easy life is not going to reach you at the end of the day.
Right. And it's natural for human beings that, what we want to do is live and have our wealth and, children and houses and live comfortable lives. And this is how naturally we want to live. And if you look back in history as well, the Muslims at that time, they had these kind of mentalities as well. So, for example, the Battle of Badr, the very first battle, the Muslims, they did not go out to fight, right? Mm-hmm. They went out to get what was theirs, right? Yes. So these caravans, basically a caravan was going from Mecca to Syria, and they were taking the wealth of the Muslims that they had left behind and selling it off. So the Muslims, they got the permission to fight, to stop them from doing that. So they did not go out for battle. They went out to basically the wealth that was being traded. They went to get that wealth for themselves, right? Because it was their wealth anyway. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wished for something else to happen, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His wisdom, He put the Muslims in a battle of a very, you know, if you look at it from a materialistic perspective, it was a very one-sided battle. It was 313 against, you know, more than 1,000 people, right? And it wasn't just 313 of, you know, people who were well-armed and, you know, they were well-trained. It was, you know, just regular people with barely any arms. I think there was like one horse in the whole army, right? Against 1,000 people, well-armed, they came to fight, right, this battle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the Muslims in these difficulties.
Yes.
And because the Muslims, they accepted that, because the Muslims, they realized that this is a responsibility, they came out and they fought despite the odds against them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special help came, right? So we were told the angels, they descended, they helped the Muslims, and victory came. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you see other victories that came afterwards as well. A more difficult battle was the Battle of Ahzab.
Yes.
Right. It's a battle of the trench.
Yes.
When Muslims were attacked by many, many, many different groups of kuffar. Right. A very, very difficult battle. Okay. The Quran describes that in Surah Ahzab as well.
And so this was the faith of the people that saved them.
Right. No, for sure. Right. Yeah. So the people, they accepted that difficulty. They said that this is what Allah had promised us. You know, this is something that Allah has told us is going to happen to us. These difficulties will come. Right. And they fought the enemy. They stood up against them. They did their responsibility. They didn't back down. They were resistant. They showed resistance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that, blessed their movement as well. And you saw that a few years later, Fatah Makkah happened and and Islam spread throughout the region, right? So inshallah, you know, this is what we're hoping from Allah again, that if we are, you know, persistent, if we are resilient, if we accept, you know, these difficulties and believe in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah inshallah will use this to spread Islam across the globe inshallah.
And these achievements are fulfilled, Sayyid, through collective responsibility.
Right.
I mean, it is something that has to be done individually speaking. Okay, it's okay. But this is the collective responsibility of the Muslim Ummah if they want to reach the peak of the success. This is number one. Another thing is that, worldly speaking, okay, there will be lots of fruits. But spiritually speaking, there will be lots of fruits too.
Right, for sure.
I mean, this is come hand in hand. So the faith is now the key to success over there, spiritually speaking, and resistance, I can call it, is a kind of worldly one. So, for example, sacrificing your life, your mundane worldly materialistic life for that, and from the other case, the faith is the key. We can say against your own fears and external tyrants, inshallah. Okay, thank you. It was very kind of you. So resistance is the key, collective responsibility and the spiritual peak for the Muslims in order to conquer the peak, as the martyred rahbar Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei on different occasions addressed this issue, not only the Muslims of Iran, but the Muslims all across the world. Thank you. Thank you, Imam Sayyid Zain, for a nice elaboration.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا نبأ علي وحسين وحسن.